Welcome back to the Sneak Chronics podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roy Senior, and my good friends and co-hosts, Henry, aka at Blacklisted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nicole, aka at Miss Eves. Hello. Nicole? I thought we were going deaf there. Oh, isn't it so quiet in the room without her?
Do you know what I'm saying? Hold on. Who's carrying the podcast on their backs now?
Who's carrying the podcast when they're not here? How are we going to be able to do this? I'm not too sure. So yes,
the world's come to an end.
The sky is falling down, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. As you can probably tell, Nicole couldn't make it this week. We are, and I say this quite often, we are all kind of busy. Like me, Henry, Nicole, we're all busy, and we do sometimes struggle each week to kind of get a slot that works for us all. That's why we kind of missed the odd weeks. There wasn't a slot this week where we could all do it, but we all agreed that this week was too good a week from what's happened to not do a podcast. So Nicole gave us her permission. That can be a little bit of control for this week, right?
Her blessing. She gave
yeah,
us her
her
blessing.
Blessings. So then me and Henry could continue on this week. So yeah, Henry, straight over to you. Anything from the past couple of weeks? How's life been? Any trainer kind of things going on?
I was gonna say, before I descend into my little spiel for the week, Nick, we do love you and miss you, but by your absence, it is evident that you do not carry the podcast on your back. Just want to put that out there. So, till the next time when we meet, looks like it's me and Danny doing the heavy lifting. But no, Danny, life's been good. I'm all right. I have my first pickup of 2024. Shock horror.
Come on,
so
then. What
I
have
was
we got?
fortunate. We got. I was fortunate to stumble upon the. Is it early access? Is that what they call it on the sneakers app for the Air Max 186 Royal Vault? So that's the Air Max shoe with the big bubble, but with the vault midsole. I was able to pick that up. The drop was quite interesting because it dropped to 2:26, where that's London time, but Europe, because they're pretty much an hour ahead of us, it was 3:26. It's
So
the
it was
Air
a
Max
European
day,
Nike thing.
the actual Air Max day on. Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, I was able to pick a pair up. Really happy with my pair. I've not worn them yet. I'll most probably wear them when I go to Paris on holiday. But otherwise, no, all is good. There is something else I do want to discuss, but I think I'm going to leave that to you because the event that I went to, we were a party to, should I say. But otherwise, there's nothing more to really talk about. No other events. I'm alive. That's about it. How about you? How about you?
Yeah, man, life's been good. Obviously, the big thing, and again, we'll get on to this in a little bit, but the big thing for me, obviously, over the past couple of weeks is doing the Spezial videos and putting out the content on YouTube and things like that. And it's kind of a thing I love doing almost the most. Don't get me wrong, I like doing the podcast. Well, I love doing the podcast, right? But the Spezial stuff and just being able to put all that content out and helping people with sizes and things like that, I just think it's one of the best things I do. Like the interactions you get off the back of it and the people that you talk to over those few days. Like, don't get me wrong, and if I do forget to reply to a comment, I'm really sorry, right? I try to reply to every single comment, and it's always busy. Like everyone's always asking little questions and things like that. But I love it, right? And that's just like, so for the past couple of weeks, week and a bit, well, it's nearly 2 weeks now, people just been asking questions about Spezial, and I can talk about Adidas all day, so it's just been good.
So is
And
that
that's good.
when you do, because I know Spezial releases is a big thing amongst the Spezial heads. What's the main takeaway when you do those videos? What's the most like common remark or comment that is made when those videos go out?
You know what? I'm not gonna lie, and I'm not just like blowing my own trumpet here, right? But the biggest thing I always get is, I hate you, you've changed my mind. I didn't really want these, and now I've seen your video, I think I'm gonna have to buy them. And the people like throw the hate, but obviously in jest. Do you know what I mean? And I love that
Of
because
course, of course.
I'm not there. I genuinely aren't there to try and influence people to go buy the product. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't get paid to do it or anything like that. I do it because I love it. And I say to people, like, this is what these are trainers I love. These, and even in the drop, like, there's a couple of pairs that I'm not that bothered about. And there's some pairs that I really like. And I try and be as honest as possible. People can then make their own mind up if they like it or not. But I'll give them materials. I'll give them sizing advice, how it fits, what I would wear it with as an outfit, kind of those kind of like key bits to try and open their eyes a little bit. And you can still some I do
Sure.
get the odd one that goes, oh, do you know what, I thought they were different than on your video. Maybe it's not the shoe for me. I do get the odd one of though, and that works as well, right? Because it's there to be informative, it's not to influence, I guess. Now, don't get me wrong,
Sure.
I'm not stupid. I know it does influence people, and there's a whole kind of argument. Is it an influencer? Am I influential more than an influencer? Because that's what I try to say. Because I don't get paid for it, and I don't just take on any product that's not authentic to me, right? I do Spezial because even before the sneaker annex, I was buying Spezial, right? So
Right.
it's authentic. It's not me just getting some products just to push and somebody saying, oh, all right, can you count if we send you some freebie products, if we send you some money to push it? And we know how all influencers work, right? But that's just what's it. That's just my view.
Because really, if I'm right in thinking, there isn't another YouTube channel like yours that I can think of that specifically focuses on Spezial launches and the footwear that goes with that launch. Is there or is there?
Now, there's a few people that review it post when it comes out because they get the product out and people buy it. And I love that because people buy it and they want to share the passions, right? And that's how the sneaker annex started. We didn't do it to get product, or we did it, me and Lance, just as two friends having a laugh, making content with the trainers we bought. It was a hobby because we're doers, do you know what I mean? We're not just people who want to sit and watch telly. And it's like it was always like a little project, but with no kind of end goal or this is where we're aiming for. But there are other people that do it, and Yorkie Free Stripe is a guy who does it, lives up in, well, he's from Yorkshire as well. He lives up somewhere in Scotland. I think it's Edinburgh. Forgive me, Tony, if I've got that wrong. But yeah, he does it, and he does what he gets in Spezial stuff, and he posts it up on YouTube and stuff. And this is the thing as well. Things like that, and all other platforms. And I've said it to the Double Up guys before. We're not Everyone can win, right? There's a seat at the table for everyone. It's not a me versus somebody else. It's not trainers. It shouldn't be like that. Do you know what I mean? There's no battle here,
Sure.
right? We can all have a piece of the pie. The pie's endless, right? It doesn't matter.
Of
There's
course.
endless slices for it. So,
Of course.
but yeah, we digress. In fact, just before we kind of go a little bit further on this, like, it's not a tangent, 'cause it's what me and Henry are going to talk about today. I feel like we need to drop in first Henry's news with Nick. Not with Nick. See what I did there?
So news with Nick, news with Nick without Nick.
Henry's news with Nick with Henry.
Gosh, what is my news? I don't. Do you know what? I'm just trying to think.
I
I
guess the
think
news.
to be fair,
Go on.
this is, huh? Should
Now
we
I was
just
gonna say,
cancel it? Should we just cancel the news?
yeah, let's just cancel it.
Yeah, just
We
cancel
don't
because I
need
can't
this
really think
news.
of anything. But I do have a question for you.
Go on.
Slightly topical. So I'm not sure if you're aware. Supreme did a collab with Maison Margiela the other week, and part of that collection was a wig, a blonde wig.
I saw the wig, right? But I didn't kind of get it. I was like, is this for real? This is, and I checked, is it, because it's April, right? I'm like, was it the 1st of April when it came out, right? I had to check if it was April Fool's Day. Because
No,
this
it
is
was, I think
just.
it was before the Easter holiday when it dropped. I think, yeah, it was before the Easter holiday when
Yeah,
it
yeah,
dropped.
yeah, yeah.
The wig sold out. Did you know
And
that? The
this,
wig sold out.
I'm not surprised because the wacky stuff people think. I get why, because it's so mad. I understand why someone might go for it, because I think this is just nuts, right? But yeah, what is going on there? I just don't even.
Do you think
I don't know.
the wig is madder than the brick? Do you remember the
Yes.
Supreme brick?
I didn't. I what
Do you
I
think
didn't. I didn't. I didn't hate the Supreme brick. I kind of thought it was funny, and it was how much.
the
How much was a brick? It was like 50 quid, or
wig? Something ridiculous, yeah, 50 quid or something like that.
But then that's like almost a piece of art. It was something that you can just like stick on a shelf, and it just says Supreme in it. And if into all that kind of stuff, I get it. What are you gonna do with a wig? And how much was
I'm
the
laughing
wig?
because I swear it
It
was,
was
I
big
think it was
money, I
four
thought.
digits.
Yeah, I
I
think it
thought it
was
was
into the
four.
thousands.
Yeah,
Like,
like at
what's
least
going on?
1200, if I remember
What's going on?
correctly. Well, you won't see me wear a wig, that's for sure. But
Mate,
I just thought it's.
I would pay you into the thousands to see you wearing that wig. Honestly, if you came rocking down like through London town with a Supreme wig on, I mean, that would make
I'd get a
my.
few people looking at me and asking, has this guy lost
Correct.
it? But yeah, that was kind of like, we don't really have a new segment, guys, but I think that was kind of like the standout moment for the last few weeks. Just that Supreme Maison Margiela blonde wig. It is just, yeah, it's very left field. Very left field.
We
Very
could
left
all be
field.
Nicole Eaves if we all had those wigs. Oh!
I wonder. No, in fact, we won't go there because she's not even here to defend herself. But yeah,
I'm
we could
sure
all
she'll
be
get us
Nicole
back.
for
Yeah.
the
But one thing that me and Henry kind of did discuss and kind of pointed out, I really wanted to do a podcast this week because obviously, like we don't say enough, like Spezial has launched this week. In fact, it launched on the day that we are recording this podcast, so on the 4th of April. But also, it has been Air Max Day as well. And like Henry's just said, he picked up the Air Max shoes from Air Max Day, picked up the Royal Vaults. Is that what they were called? I believe
Yeah,
so.
Royal Vault. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess it's just 2 days that kind of are similar but different and have gone into like speak to different. Not consumers, but like different portions of the trainer world, I guess. But they are very different. Because so I'm going to ask you first before we go down the big rabbit hole and start talking on tangents. Air Max Day this year, then what we're saying from your perspective.
I think it's funny. It's funny you ask that question because I'm speaking with a couple of guys, and they basically asked me the question, "What is the fuss in regards to Air Max Day?" And it's not so much what is the fuss because they don't understand the concept of Air Max Day. It's more, I mean, it's 10 years since the first Air Max Day happened back in 2014. And the reason why they released the Air Max 186 big bubble with the Royal Vault is to celebrate the 10 years of Air Max Day. But the question of what was the fuss, it's almost a question to has Air Max Day or Air Max Month lost its fizz in terms of excitement, product, initiative, and so on and so forth. And Before we do go down that rabbit hole, I do want to commend Nike for keeping it running for the last 10 years in terms of the various activations, the vote forward, the bring backs of a lot of the heritage product. But to answer the question that's been posed, what do I think? What's the fuss? I do feel like it has lost its fizz. I do feel like the products that are released don't necessarily resonate as strongly as it did over the last few years, particularly over the last 5 years or so. And you've got to think, and again, we've discussed this in the past in regards to where we are in the world, cost of living, we don't have as much money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But on the flip side, you can argue as well the product offering to celebrate the month of March, in the tie-in to Air Max Day. You could argue has been weak, if that's the adjective I can use. So, yeah, they're bringing out new innovative product in terms of the Nike Air DN, which, to be fair, let's call a spade a spade. It's not catered to us old heads. It's for
No.
the Gen Zs and the younger generation. The Air Bubble, I guess, goes some way to appease the old head with the story and the history of the product. And the collab with Supreme, again, is trying to inject a bit of hype, but the review has been mixed bag. Yeah, it's lost its fizz.
Do you know
The
what? Do you
almost
know
re
how I feel? How I feel
go
about
on.
Air Max Day, right? I feel like when it first started, it was to celebrate like everybody that was into Air Max, and it was
Yes.
a celebration of Air Max. And then as it's gone through the years, and we've had some fantastic ones, and like people know, like I know I'm a massive Adidas Three Stripes, but I just like trainers, right? I could talk about any types of trainers, right? And if you listen to the podcast, if you've watched it for years, you know this, right? I feel like when it did the bring back vote that we got the elephants, Atmos Elephants 2017,
Yeah.
and then we voted for
The Sean Wotherspoon.
the Sean Wotherspoons, and then even the one after that, which was like the Tokyo Mazes, and there
Yep.
was those kind of shoes. I can't remember any of those in that drop. I feel like that was like peak
Yeah.
because we all had a say in what was coming back, and it was a celebration of older Air Maxes initially. Then there was the Sean Witherspoons, where they were, obviously we all voted for them. I can't remember other people that were in on that. I can't quite remember the details. And then it was like designers from around the world for the one afterwards. And I thought that was just a really good string. And then all of a sudden it stopped. And then it became
Yeah.
a little bit like, right, we're just going to start showcasing some kind of new product. Because then they did like Air 270s maybe, and then was it 720s
Yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. I thought
720s, 270s.
it's
Did the
gone,
Pulse last year?
yeah, but it's gone from celebrating the things we know and love and doing very clever twists on them or updating them in some sort of way to more of a marketing strategy just to sell off some new trainers, some new things that have come through. And I think that's how Air Max Day has changed over the 10 years. And it's funny because I know me and Henry says we're going to talk about Spezial stuff, and Henry's going to talk about Air Max Day, right? But it's 10 years of Spezial this year, right? And what are the chances, right? Air Max Day and like Spezial, it's like all kind of lined up on the 10th anniversary. And Spezial has kind of always been able to stay true to what it always was. Now, don't get me wrong, over the years, everything develops, right? No one's saying it's exactly like it was at the start, because that's silly to say that. But the kind of ethos, what was done in the first drop 10 years ago to what is being done now, the ethos is still the same. Now,
Yeah,
because it's a
100%.
bigger beast, I know that there's a few more factors, like the brand gets involved a little bit more and have might a little bit a bit more say, and things like what you can and can't do. Whereas at the start, not saying they had complete free rein, But then, and I'll give you an example. Last year, when the Samba Gazelle, the Samba Spezial and the Gazelle Spezial came out, but that was when the wider company was pushing Gazelle and Samba. It made sense, right? But I don't think
Yeah,
they'd have done
just
that
tie
10
it all
years.
in.
They wouldn't have done that 10 years ago with Spezial, right? But Spezial's become this. It's like the biggest secret. I can't even work out how to kind of. If you know about Spezial and you're into it, right, then you know about Spezial. And people who don't know Spezial, I almost. They're probably. They've heard about it, right? But they don't really know. So they don't really get it until.
Do you think, and maybe this is where we start to see the differences between the Spezial and Air Max Month, in that the Spezial releases is driven by Gary Aspen, who arguably you'd say he's a fanboy for Nike, and he's a fanboy that so happens to work, sorry, a
Oh, we
fanboy
say
for
fanboy for
Adidas, gosh.
Nike. Goodness me. Why are we Gary, if you're listening, right? I've given him a virtual slap
Sorry,
for that,
Gary.
so
He's a fanboy for Adidas that so happens to work for Adidas. So as a result, it's almost a passion project that's driven from the perspective of his fanaticism in regards to Terry's culture that sits within Adidas, and being able to express that through the individual products that are released as part of the Adidas Spezial series. Whereas with Air Max Day, there's no, you don't get a sense of fanaticism within the company. You get it from people that support the brand, the consumers, but not necessarily, there's not a person, an individual, a personality, someone that you can look to like a totem and say, yeah, he's driving Air Max Day because he's passionate or she's passionate for Air Max products, and as such could bespoke pick whatever they feel fits within the general marketing strategy for that product line. You don't get that at all. It's literally a marketing exercise. Oh, let's produce a new innovative product. The consumers will lap it up anyway because they're all blind to the swoosh, and we'll drop an old school retro Air Max that will get people going. And then the reception is not equal to the product that's being released, unlike the Spezial collection, where there's a salivation for it. People want it because they like what they see. There's a relationship between the fanaticism that comes from Gary and the consumers that want to lap up that product. So I feel like that disparity or that difference
I
is quite.
agree. I agree. Like, imagine if Tinker got hold of the Air Max Day and it was like Air Max Day by Tinker Hatfield, right? And everything
Oh my
matched,
gosh.
right? But there, yeah, and you've just answered my question, how everyone's going to answer it. If you go, right, 2025, it's Tinker's turn. Everyone's tuning in, right?
Yeah,
Everybody
100%.
is tuning in because it's relatable. And everyone, like, and you're the guy who says it more than anybody. It tells the story correctly,
Yeah.
right? And it makes that thirst and that want because, oh, Tinker's involved this time. Oh, right. And like your eyes widen up to it and think, oh, right, this is going to be something magical. And even if it's not like some incredible, amazing product, but they do like a really good authentic job, and Tinker comes out and goes, right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the shoe, and this is why I've done the shoe, and you tell the story through the shoe, people are gonna go, I get that, right, I want a piece of that.
To be fair, he has done. I don't know if you remember a few years back when he did the he did the HTM series, and then he did the Air Max Zero, which is
Yeah,
supposedly,
yeah,
do you remember
yeah.
the Air Max
Yeah,
Zero?
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he has put his face to it, but I guess people bought into it because it was Tinker rather than the product itself. So he has been involved, but again, I guess you would argue from those launches, was he truly passionate about the product, even though he was related to the product, even though there are so-called sketches of what he did, or is that just a marketing spin
Yeah.
because they just want to release a product that ties in with the Air Max series, but isn't necessarily part of that, I don't know what you want to call it, constellation of Air Max products. But
And I
I
think
think
that
if
is,
he
no, I'm going to say that is a difference because even if you don't like the product that Gary pushes and creates through Spezia, right? Because we can't like it all, right? No one's, and if someone says, oh, I like everything, then I mean, someone might do. I'm not like, we're all different, right? But most people aren't going to like every single piece, right? Let's be honest. But you know that. It's a legitimate thing that Gary's gone through the process of this is why this shoe is like this. And there's a reason behind it. And all the reasons are completely legitimate. And you know that him and the Spezial team and do you know like the guys like Bobby McCartan, Digger, Brooksy, all the people with all the vintage stuff that kind of have a little conversation maybe at times or why don't do this? And all the stuff that happens in the background. To create these new shoes is all completely, you can't question the legitimacy of it. You know it happens, right? Because and it just is. It's not a fake. It's not a fake,
No, not at
and
all.
that's why people buy into it. It's
Definitely.
not.
And that's quite, it was quite evident from the launch that we attended yesterday at Carnaby Street, where people literally old school queued up in London to get in and buy Spezial stuff. Like,
So this
if
is weird,
you go
right?
to,
This is how good we are getting at the podcast because I was going to segue into that as well right at this moment and go, well, Henry, yesterday, where did we go? And yeah, so that's what happened. The launch event, the pre-sale event is what it was actually called, down at Carnaby Street in London, which happened on Wednesday, the 3rd of April. It was a great chance for Henry to come. I mean, you probably can tell we do this over Zoom. And it was a great chance to just see Henry again in person because it's been a minute since we've actually like bumped into each other.
Hi.
And I loved because quite often I'll come down to London and I'll like see you guys and I've seen the guys from the panel and stuff. And I might bump into like an Offspring or events or things like that. But I'm always stepping into your territory right in London.
Right.
And I feel like it was a reverse yesterday. We might have been in your city, right? But you were stepping into my area.
Your domain.
And it was, and I loved, well, I want you to be honest. Like, what did you think about it all? Because I try not to be too biased about it all, but
It was
what's your perception?
an interesting paradox, and I use that expression because, you know, Danny, if you were to queue for a limited product that was anything but Spezial, you know it would have been a bit of a car crash, as we've seen recently. I say recently, a few years back, where people queue up at End or other various places, and then fights kick off, or foot patrol, or even outside size. Was it last year for their launch? People's faces getting squashed against windows and people trying to heave in to get product. So the paradox being that what I thought would have been a car crash with the number of people coming in for the Adidas Spezial wasn't. It was civilized. And I think for me, that was like a wow. So a queue can happen in London. Yes, you may, there are circumstances in that Spezial is niched. Everyone pretty much is from up north. I don't know if that's a stereotype, but it was civilized.
I think that's probably a little bit stereotypical because I don't feel like there was a lot of Northerners yesterday. Don't get me wrong, there was a
Really?
few people that travelled down. I think there was a lot of people from down south that went. I genuinely do. I mean, shouts to Mark who flew down from Aberdeen into Heathrow and then like got the train across to come to the launch. That was just. That and it's things like that. That's what, and I'm not saying anything against other parts of the community. That's not what I mean by this, but that's what makes the Spezial community for me and the Adidas Terror. And but they've always done it, right? I know this. Like when the Dublins came out the other week, everyone queued outside size, very civilized, and it's always happened. There's never really been a kickoff, people queuing for product.
No,
It just never
not at
happens.
all.
And people sometimes get disappointed because that's the nature of queuing and going for limited edition, hard to get products and pieces that everybody wants. Sometimes people are going to be disappointed, right? And I get that. But it's just disappointment, right? And that's
Yeah.
what there was people yesterday that didn't get what they wanted. And I get it, right? It's frustrating. I completely understand. But you sit and you have a drink and you have a giggle and you have a laugh and you talk about, oh, what have you got on today? Or just a general catch up, not necessarily about trainers, just about life. How are the kids
Definitely.
been? What's happened? And it just makes it all worthwhile. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it brings
100%.
that community spirit. It just brings everyone together. Like,
100%.
and
And it
that's
was
what.
nice.
Go on.
Oh, sorry, I was going to say it was nice actually just meeting people and just having a chat, having banter within that community. There's no airs or graces amongst anyone at all, really. It's just, oh, you're new here or never seen you. And it's like, yeah, I've got introduced and everything, which is great. It's just really interesting. Because if that whole event had happened outside of London, I would have been like, okay, we're not in London, so whatever. But the fact, I think it's merely the fact that it happened in London. So for me, it was almost like a, it was like, wow, so we can queue for products, we can behave ourselves, we can handle disappointment. We don't need to kick off or make noise or anything like that at all. And it's great. And I just wish what I had experienced yesterday was universal, regardless of the type of drop. And I guess I don't think it's of any coincidence, if I can use that word, that with the Air Max Day launch or launches, the majority of it that is remotely limited or hype was done online and not in store.
Yeah,
Because could you
true.
imagine, Danny, if that was in store, do you think it would have gone down the same way as
Yeah, I know, and I can't because we used to, people used to, right? People used to be able to queue for limited products, for Nike products, and it was never an issue. And you've probably done that more than I have in London, to be honest. And obviously, at the point where people, I guess, when trainers became a big thing and you could see like a flip on it, and especially when you're like doubling your money, I'm not talking about making 10, 20 quid. At some like the Sean Wotherspoons, you were like paying 120 quid, I think they were 130 maybe, but they were going for
Something like
like
that.
800 straight away, right? So people are thinking that's a payday, right? It's not just and that kind of changes, but like the smock, right? That everyone, and I know like there was a lot of people disappointed because not everyone managed to get a smock yesterday. But that was flipping, so I can imagine. But I don't think there was many resellers trying to get into the event to pick up pieces to everyone just seemed like a legitimate, I'm here because I want this product for myself kind of thing.
Sure. If I may, if I'm at liberty to say, my only criticism of the Spezial launch, in fact, I've got two criticisms. The first, I get it, it's quite niche, but I would have thought, given that it's 10 years since Gary has been on this project of Spezial, I would have thought there would have been a lot more noise that it was the 10th anniversary of the speciality. Even though, yeah, they had Ashley Waters, Asher D, Duchesne from Top Boy doing the campaign, I actually thought there would have been a lot more noise celebrating 10 years of Spezia.
So I don't know this, right? This is not an official, I've been told, so I'm like breaking kind of some confidence here or anything like that. But I imagine as the year goes on, there's going to be stuff dropping throughout the year. And this is the it was actually called the pre-spring 24 drop, if you noticed. Not the spring
Okay.
summer 24 as usual. It was called the pre-spring. So I'm like, right. There's going to be something else after this. And they've already said that there's going to be an exhibition in Darwin, which is
Yes.
happening on, I believe it's the 17th of May. So in about a month's time, up in Darwin near Blackburn, there's going to be an exhibition there. I will be very surprised if there's not some sort of trainer or activation linked to that. And that's good. And that thing, I believe, again, I've not been told this. They usually go on for about 10 days. So they straddle a couple of weekends to allow people to go to the exhibition, to go and see all the trainers on view or whatever it is that they decide to do. That I'm sure they'll be doing something big around Spezial for that. So yeah, I don't think yesterday was. This is us as 10 years as Spezial. I think there's bigger things coming, right? That's just a taster day for the product launch. I mean, look what they've done in the past. They've done like gigs with Liam Gallagher, right? And they've done events like that and exhibitions all over for people to come from far and wide to come and admire all the things that we love in like the Adidas community. So I think that will happen, and again, not and not want to drag it back. I don't see that with Air Max, right? So then that goes the Air Max
No.
Day connection, and how the legitimacy and how it touches your hearts and plays with your emotions and stuff. Imagine if they did like a big Air Max. Say, oh, we're going to do an Air Max exhibition in London. Oh, we're going to do an Air Max 95 exhibition over in Liverpool. Mate,
And
people lose
that's,
their heads, right? And they go, oh, what?
yeah.
Yeah, we're going to bring all these Air Maxes. And guess what? There's going to be a little activation on the side of it. Everyone's coming in, right? And it's, and it, and it, and I don't want to say it from a marketing point of view that it sells it, right? I don't mean it like that. But it does, it does sell it because everything else around it is
It's
completely,
all tied in together.
and it's all authentic as well.
Yeah.
It's not market driven. It's not sales driven. It's because we've all got a passion about this. So we're doing it. So, yeah,
So, do you
that was the
think
first
then?
thing.
Yeah. Oh, of course. The other thing, and you've kind of answered my question. There are going to be, because I always feel like there's that one landmark drop of Spezia product. And then we don't really tend to hear much again until the other side of summer. And I just feel, again, the number of drops is too infrequent in year for my liking. You may disagree, but
No,
that's my take on it.
I do disagree, right? And I only say that because I like that it's a spring summer collection, an autumn winter collection, like a proper fashion capsule, and it's not just drops for, I mean, there might be drops throughout the year, and there's the odd shoe that does drop. Joey, the Liam Gallagher stuff doesn't drop with a normal collection. It has a standalone collection as well. The Silver Birch was another shoe. They've done the Pulse Beat Specials, the CP Company stuff. There has been individual drops within the usual kind of pattern, I guess. But I like that these special pieces that do drop in between the regular collections. That's kind of, I don't know. I like how it's like. I like it's not constant because it drives the thirst a little bit, like, right, so I'll pick something up in March. All right, there might be a special drop or something like in the middle of summer. But then there's nothing until autumn, into like September, October. Just like, right, what's gonna and then when so when it comes around again, you're like, oh, it's been 6 months. Oh, right, okay, I'm ready to buy a bit more Spezial again.
But do you not think a little drop every month is better than your two seasonal drops? So what I mean by that is, so I think we had, was it seven product releases at the Spezial launch yesterday?
Seven footwear, yeah.
Footwear and clothing, accessories, et
Yep.
cetera, all in one hit. Do you not think it would have been better if we're celebrating 10 years and there may be stuff in the pipeline we're not aware of, but do you not think it would have been better if those seven products were dropped in the lead up to throughout the year? So maybe, I don't know, two pairs of gazelles in January, then the bag in February, Tao in March, the schmuck in April, and so on and so forth. So what you're doing is, rather than building a first, you're keeping us, what's the word, entertained, because there's always something coming throughout the year.
I kind of see what you're saying. I think that doing it as they do, so the collection, like there's something in there for everyone in this shoe collection. I truly believe that there's something, there is a shoe in there that everybody likes, right? Be that the Cream Gazelle, be it the Wensley. Or you like a runner, so you might like the Whitworth. And there's something in there for everyone, right? Now you start spreading that over 6 months, you might think, oh, I'm not going to bother this month.
Now that's
I'm not.
fine, no?
So that's, well, yeah, which is fine, but I like that everyone comes together for all these trainers and we all pick out little bits. So if is there going to be so many people queuing for the Gazelle, right? No, but when everything's there, like, oh, I'm getting the Gazelle and I'm getting the Wensley and I'm getting the Whitworth and I'm getting the Mostyn Super and I'm just here to pick up a towel or a pair of socks. That's cool, right? And everyone's there for that one thing and it's like a celebration. It's like everybody, it's like a coming together for it. Whereas I think when you if you start spreading it out, it doesn't have that kind of communal community kind of vibe to it. Is that I could be wrong, right? But that's my I like how they do it. I like the anticipation that it's not just there'll be something next month. Because that's what we get used to, right? That's how trainers has got like over the past 10, 15 years. If I miss it, there's something next month. Not bothered. Like it wasn't like that back in the day when we started collecting. You're like, oh, I
No.
need to get this. And then, man, when's the next one going to come? Like you don't even know. And then it kind of, blasé, right? Okay, no worries. There's something next month. But we don't have that with Spezial. It's like, ah, man, I'm going to have to wait 6 months now.
So you're happy with it as is.
I like how it is. I do like how it is.
Fair enough,
But yeah.
fair enough. So go on.
No, I've got to say, but I like the challenge and I like the different point of view. Like, what do you think? And that's what, well, I guess that's what we always do on the podcast anyway, isn't it? We don't want to just nod along and go, yeah, well done, pat on the back, yeah. We want to try, even if the outcome is actually what you're doing is we really like, we want to explore the other possibilities and discuss them and like, could it be better by doing it another way? And it's all subjective, right? You might still think, Danny, you're talking rubbish, I want it every month, right? But do you know what? But do you know what? That's absolutely fine, right? We're all
Right.
different and that
Yeah,
and we've got to
100%.
We've got to celebrate the differences, right? It's not about your difference. I'm going to hate on you, right? It's like, no, all right. I can see what you're saying. I respect your decision. I like it this way. And we go, right, should we have a drink? Let's go to the bar.
Hey. Cool.
Yeah.
So, if I may, I'm going to take liberties and move on to this week's, well, it was triple pick with Nick, but Nick, that's supposedly carrying the podcast on her back, isn't here to carry the podcast. It's just us two. I guess it's only fitting that because we went to the Adidas Spezial event yesterday, I'm not sure if you mentioned on your videos, Dan, but what the question I'm going to put to you is, amongst all of the pieces that did drop yesterday, what would be your standout pick as your
So,
triple pick, which really is a double pick for this
double
week?
pick. Double pick without Nick.
Yeah.
Oh! So, my double pick without Nick this week, from the
From the
shoes,
Spezial collection.
from the Spezial collection. So, footwear only. My pick is the Wensley. That was my shoe from. If I could have only picked up one pair of shoes, I'm picking up the Wensley, which is like the taupey kind of. It was based. Well, the Wensley before. I like the fact it's got three stripes on the outside and it doesn't have three stripes on the inside. There's a slight difference there. The colour is just perfect for my colour palette, the clothes I wear. I couldn't have, if I'd have said to Gary, or if you heard Gary had said to me, what colour would you want this? I don't think I'd have picked a better colour that would have gone with the stuff I've that I wear. And I just do think it's kind of, it's very wearable. Obviously, it's not a wet weather because it's kind of nylon, so your feet are getting wet if the rain comes out.
Yeah, of course.
But I think it was, I think it's, and I said to everybody, yes, like, and I love that. Again, shout out to everybody who comes up at these kind of events, and I do love it, right? And people come up, and I do kind of expect it as well. Danny, what do you think? Or thanks for the size. I've said this before, but they always go, "What shoe would you have?" Because they want to know, right? Like, if you can only pick one, what shoe would you have? But then the caveat I was saying to people yesterday is, but I genuinely believe this is kind of an across the board, a very level, playing field, a very level, what's the word I'm looking for? Standard of shoes that are coming out. Between the best shoe that I like, which is the Wensley, to the weakest shoe, which I think is the weakest shoe, the difference is not night and day, right? It's incremental down the kind of pecking order. Like my second favorite was the Gazelle, the denim Gazelle. I just thought, but then it's a hard wear because it's very light colored, and again, it's denim, so you got to be careful what you wear with it. Blah blah. And it goes down the my top my ranking them. That's how it goes. It's very, very little pieces. But yeah, back to the question. Wednesday for me. Wednesday was the shoe to have. So in our double pick without Nick, I'm gonna fire it over to you because obviously you had the pleasure to walk in with me yesterday and have a look at the product and pick it up and touch and feel it. And it's not just the visual. What is your pick from the special drop?
Mine has to be the Black Gazelle. Such a lovely shoe. Such a lovely shoe. My own criticism about the shoe is on the tongue where they've put the logo. It's in blue. I wish they'd done it in black with like maybe gold outlines or something like that. Literally just black out the whole
Blacked it
shoes.
out, murdered it out.
Yeah.
I think this,
That
yeah. I can see why they put a bit of blue on there because a blue tongue label is kind of like synonymous with Adidas. And I get it. I
Yeah,
mean,
they could
they're
have.
not always blue, I get, but I see why they've done it.
Yeah, the black gazelles for me were very tasty, very, very tasty. The cream, oddly, is a close second. Very close second. It's very beautiful but fragile color, and it's a summer shoe. You can't wear that now. You
Oh,
literally, it has to be a
100%.
bone dry day, blue sky. Nice pair of shorts.
0% chance of rain. And I just like the Gazelle that Spezial brought back with the herringbone sole, the outsole, the gum on it, and everything about it, the shape of the Spezial Gazelle is just so perfect. Gazelles can be a bit, I don't want to say clunky, but like your standard gazelles that you can go and pick up in like your JD office, that kind of stuff. I still rate them, but the shape on the Spezial Gazelle is just like, it's just perfect. It's just
Absolutely.
absolutely perfect. So yeah, there's our double pick. Without Nick,
Without it, I wonder what she would have picked.
I can 100% tell you Nick is picking the denim gazelle 100% with a nice crop top and skirt in summer. Right, you tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. I am not
Saying
wrong.
nothing.
I am not wrong. I
Say
say this all the
nothing
time.
at all.
The last time I was wrong was when I voted for Gareth Gates and Will Young won Pop Idol, right? And I don't think I've been wrong since then. That is the levels of how right I am about this.
Awesome.
And I
Cool. I
think
think
that wraps up where we are with this week's podcast. Obviously, I know we jest about Nicole not being here now. I mean, it has been beautiful. It's been really quiet. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one's
yeah.
ripping me for only being 5 foot 8, and I know like she's a giraffe and stuff like that, right? It's been nice, man. I've not been number like I've not had to have like witty tongue ready at any moment because I know I'm gonna have to like bite something back at her.
Of
But
course,
yeah, all
of course.
joking aside, we have missed you this week, Nick, and we'll be on to next week, where again we'll get all three of us, we'll get the trio back together for the next one.
Way.
So yeah, just a big
Nice.
thanks to you, Henry, for jumping on, talking all things special, and again, awesome to see you yesterday. It's great to meet up in person. And the thing I've not really mentioned this week, obviously the event is still on the 6th. On Saturday, if you're listening to this before Saturday, obviously it's a real shame that Henry and Nicole can't make there because there's a train strike on. But there's been loads of local people saying, I'm coming anyway. So we'll see how many people do turn up on Saturday, and we'll share some stories. No doubt, talk about the Spezial drop and all things good to do with trainers.
Boom, boom, boom.
And on that note, we will see you next time. Peace.
Peace.